Thank you so much for listening. I'm Comic Tom, and this is the Bags and Boards Podcast. We are a group of collectors, enthusiasts, fans, entrepreneurs, and content creators who all love comic books. I hope you find our content unique and different. This podcast is sponsored by Mill Geek Comics, a brick and mortar out here in Washington State, as well as Geek Street Comics. If you're in need of a local comic shop, Mill Geek Comics is happy to supply any of your monthly comic book needs and ships across country and worldwide. We also have a comic book subscription service, the Mystery Mail Call, where I, Comic Tom, have the pleasure of sending out collectible comics monthly to you. You can sign up for that at geekstreet101.com. You can watch these podcasts on YouTube at ComicTom101. Follow me on all my social media platforms at ComicTom101. So Ryan?
Yes.
You did not like this issue.
I did not care for it. No. I even wrote it down in my notes here. I am not a big fan of issue 36.
Yeah, literally, you wrote it down because we take full notes on these issues.
Oh, yes.
We read them easily 3 to 5 times a piece, right? And I got a call from you, and you're like, Tom, I don't know if this is even worth covering.
Yeah, I was not looking forward to this.
No. And, you know, it probably wasn't so much because there wasn't a whole lot of substance to the issue.
There is, actually.
There's a good amount of substance, but there's also some annoying parts.
To put it lightly, yes, I would agree.
So I guess we're going to kick this off. I'm your host, Comic Tom.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is the Bags and Boards Podcast.
It's exciting.
Let's begin. Let's give a little bit of a background here. Yeah. How do we get to this point in issue number 36 of Silver Surfer?
We are in issue 36 at the moment. Right before this, we had Silver Surfer meet up with Thanos. And he kind of laid out his big evil plan. Like, I'm going to kill everyone in the world. There's nothing you can do to stop me. Good luck. You know, they kind of went their separate ways.
Right, and Silver Surfer has to get back and tell people on Earth that Thanos is coming. His plan is to kill off half of the living species in this galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And where does he got to go first?
First stop he makes is Avengers Mansion, New York.
That's right.
Apparently has an open sunroof because he just surfs right in.
That's right. He just walks in.
Flies right in there, and She-Hulk is there to greet him.
Okay, so first off, he flies into this place.
He flies right in.
Is there not a security situation going on there?
You know, there's a few villains of theirs, I think, who have airborne mobility powers, and nope.
Instead, we have She-Hulk.
Yep, she's there.
And not only do we have She-Hulk, we have a She-Hulk that apparently is behind on her homework because she attacks him.
She pops him right in the head.
Right, so this is a funny part, and I enjoyed this because this is a little bit of a background in the situation that these superheroes find themselves in when there is this universe that's just filled with people with powers.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up.
Exactly, and She-Hulk is a great example of that because she doesn't know if Silver Surfer's a good guy, and she fights him.
Tries to. She does not succeed.
It's equivalent to how Silver Surfer...
Just going
to
say that.
Right?
Yep, last issue.
Last issue when he tries to fight Thanos.
Yep.
Nothing happens.
Did not work either.
Basically just brushes him off on his shoulder. Nothing happens.
Exactly what happens here.
And that's what happens. And She-Hulk is immediately scolded by Captain America.
What's going on here? Well, I'm just going to beat this silver guy up. He just flew in here and don't worry. I'll protect us all.
Right.
No, not how it works.
And essentially says to She-Hulk, you need to go and brush up on your superheroes.
Yep.
You're getting confused.
It's understandable. I mean, there's a lot of guys flying around. There's a lot of, apparently there's a lot of guys surfing around. I don't know, coming into their mansion. Doesn't make any sense.
So Silver Surfer immediately has says, all right, She-Hulk, it's cool.
Yep.
You know, I there's more important things going on. I'm here to talk to Cap. He tells Cap, Thanos is back. And then what happens? We get a little bit of a background story.
Yep. Cap gives a big old recap. Whew, that was good. Of their, apparently the Avengers had tussled with Thanos twice before this. That was a tongue twister. So he gives him the lowdown. It takes, 4 or 5 pages. Just a big previously on Avengers kind of thing.
This is definitely an issue, I think, for the fans who may not have read about Thanos in the past.
We had a lot of Adam Warlock solo stuff that got covered in here. Captain Marvel's solo series, a lot of the Thanos stuff happened there separately. not in any kind of Avengers series, definitely not in the Silver Surfer series that we are currently reading. So you might not have gotten that story.
So it's a nice little recap from Cap. And then,
that's good.
You know, we pretty much part from this conversation that Silver Surfer and Cap have, with Cap saying essentially that, yeah, this whole thing with Thanos, he's not messing around. Yeah. He's the devil incarnate.
They throw that word around more than once in here.
Right? Yep. You know, this is a bad guy. And holy smokes, I think I need to go and brush up on my homework too. So I think that's funny. I think that it's funny that Cap has this, you know, two separate instances of, oh gosh, you know what it reminds me of? It's like, you know, when you see Andy Dreyer, you know, from Parks and Rec, he wants to be a police officer at one point in the show.
Yep.
And he's like, I want to go in the squad car. I want to go and you know, go and get some burglars. You know, someone stole some computers. We're gonna find out who did it in the episode. And he finds out, like, yeah, but like there's a good percentage of the job that isn't running around. It's paperwork. It's paperwork. Studying, right?
I like to visualize in Avengers Mansion. There's a room a lot like this, with just a bunch of files.
Everywhere. This is before computers, really.
Exactly.
Well, technically not.
They've got some
they have advanced. They're running on Windows 95.
Stark Tech here
for sure. By this point, they're at least 10 years ahead.
Ahead of us civilians.
But still, like it's still back in this time where they have to study regularly. They don't have their phone on them. I like to think that they just they go to the Marvel Wiki, and check it. You know, have to make sure that the current bad guys are still bad because
Thanos dead.
Thanos is currently dead, and he's back, and he's bad.
Yep, you know? That's pretty much all you need to know. That's kind of what this whole point is up until now. Thanos is back, and he's bad. That's less than half the issue.
Exactly. And then we move on from there, you know, because this issue, it's could almost be looked at as a filler.
I was thinking that when I first read it as well.
Right? Yeah. I got the vibe when reading this issue that Mr. Starlin, I mean, he took us on a journey here with two issues at first. Mm-hmm. And man, they're heavy. I think that's the best way I can describe these issues. You're reading them. Silver Surfer is going planet to planet. He's watching civilizations crumble. Thanos is back. He's bringing destruction. He's stressed about it. This starts out with Silver Surfer saying, I need to relax.
Yep, I'm sleepy.
I'm sleepy on a planet. I want to just chill out. Dr. Manhattan style and contemplate existence.
Exactly.
And he does it for 2 minutes before he's heading right back to Earth. He's got a crisis on his hands.
I think this is like the next day. They mentioned that a few times. This is like one day after issue 34 when he had that weird, creepy, trippy vision dream thing. It's moving pretty quick. Like one day later, he's already back on Earth. I guess he surfs fast. That's kind of obvious, but
it's a problematic situation. He's stressed about it. And I think even as the reader, I'm a little stressed about it.
It is.
I'm like, this is going kind of slow, but I get it. This is bad news.
Especially after the last issue when Thanos took Surfer around and was like, all these people are killing themselves. Everyone's making their own kind of poison. They're drowning in their own trash. It's a downer.
It's a downer.
He's not wrong, and it's a downer.
So what do we do?
We got to lighten up.
We need to have a musical.
That's what we should do, an extended musical.
So I think this is the part that lost you, Ryan. Why don't you take over here and explain to the audience just how brilliant these next how many pages are?
Oh, goodness. So I've got page number 13 here. He leaves the Avengers Mansion, and from page 14 on through the rest of the book is this big musical number, basically, with the Impossible Man, who apparently originated in Fantastic Four back several years before this. This was my first exposure to the guy, and I'm not a fan of the Impossible Man.
It's as if Plastic Man wasn't cool.
Yeah.
And I know there's probably some people out there who are like, what are you talking about? We love Impossible Man. We're huge Fantastic Four fans. You know,
I like Fantastic Four.
I like Fantastic Four too. I even like Silver Surfer now. I wasn't a huge fan of Silver Surfer. But you know what? This whole scene, I think, was worth having. I don't know if it needed to be as long as it was.
No. Not as long.
But essentially, it's page after page of Impossible Man shape-shifting, you know, into impossible things. Who does he become? He becomes Charlie Chapman.
Mm-hmm. He does that. He switches into a dog. He changes himself into a pie, throws himself in the surfer's face.
Mm-hmm.
He does this half Thanos, half surfer face. Like, it's weird. It's really, really strange.
What would you say, like, the you know, the reasoning for this was, other than a break.
Yeah, because that's the one purpose it serves. It's a big, 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 big dose of comic relief.
Right.
At the same time, his whole The Impossible Man's argument here is you are being very depressing. Right. You're being too serious. You know, you're representing life in this equation. Thanos represents death. You gotta come at it from the other angle. You know, you gotta be the yin to his yang.
Exactly. You can't take things too seriously. Thanos has got serious down.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, okay, so it's actually a little deeper than what meets the eye.
Yes, what meets the eye is a bunch of Daffy Duck, Looney Tunes.
Nonsense.
Baloney, yes, censored myself.
You know what? Oscar Mayer has a way. And you know what? So does Impossible Man, because at the end of this issue, Silver Surfer, you see, for the first time in these three issues.
At least these three, yeah, if not.
If not even further back.
Doesn't seem very happy.
A bit of a real Silver Surfer, like what's under the skin, you know, like what's the best way to put it?
There is a
personality,
living organic being under there. He's not just a robot. He kind of looks like one.
Yeah, you know, you see a little bit of his person there. He makes a joke.
Makes a joke. Right at the end.
Right in the end. What does he say, Ryan? He's
So the Impossible Man flies off into the distance, like, good job, good luck, you know, lighten up, bro. And Surfer's like, that guy was nuts. He's completely mad, but maybe he did have a point at the top of his head.
Ba-da-ba-ba. You know?
And that's how it ends. He's like, oh my goodness, I made a joke.
You made a joke. But you know what? This is the first time we see Silver Surfer be, you know, a little bit of a person here.
It makes you think, like, maybe he is changing his whole outlook on all this, and I don't know what advantage that's going to give him in the upcoming battle, but he's changing his outlook.
I hope that there is. So let's get into our favorite part of this.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite part was the
She-Hulk stuff.
The She-Hulk stuff. Yeah, the intro to Avengers Mansion. This whole idea that there's this duty that all these superheroes have to keep up on villains and other heroes.
When do they have the time? Like, She-Hulk, I don't know if she had her own series then, but they've all got their own series. They've got these team-up books. When do they have the time to just sit back in the living room with, like, some comics and files and stuff? Like, I can't go out on this mission today, guys. I got, you know, Cap sent me to read some files.
Yeah, I have to brush up on, like, She-Hulk's six time new out Vision.
For, like, five issues.
It's like when villains team up and they have, like, a new name. You know, they're like, God damn it. Okay, hold
Sinister
on.
Sinister Six, you know, like... It's how like do you follow all this
when it changes to like Sinister Five or something, like something
does that
happens.
Happen?
Do you have to do a whole new file?
Who knows? Yeah. How do they organize this?
Yeah.
Are there tabs? There's got to be tabs.
I mean, we use tabs.
Can't organize anything without tabs.
I bet it's a lot of plastic tabs, and I bet they're all overpriced.
Get it?
Yeah, because plastic tabs are overpriced when you're sorting comic books and the plastic tabs. Mm-hmm. Some of you guys know what I'm talking about.
I do.
It's like a dollar per. It's like a pack of 20.
It's a racket.
It's plastic, man. Ooh.
Oh, we're good.
All right, and there's coffee.
And drink some more coffee right now.
There you go. All right, so what was your favorite part, Ryan?
When it ended, when Impossible Man flew away, when this was over. But I wouldn't say my favorite part, but my most memorable part was the musical. Because he shows up, he talks at him. You know, Impossible Man talks at Silver Surfer. And he doesn't break into song immediately, so I was okay with that. But I can't stand musicals. Like that's a little nugget of truth about me as a person. I don't like them, and I really don't like them in my comic books.
Yeah, I definitely didn't enjoy that either.
Mm-mm.
But I understand where it was going, and I understand Starlin's reasoning for putting it in there. And I'm interested to see if Impossible Man makes an entrance later in the Gauntlet series.
I was wondering that myself too.
And you know what? I bet you looked it up because you've read ahead a little bit, right?
I read ahead a little bit. I read behind a little bit. I'm trying to get some extra credit done.
At this point, does Impossible Man show up again?
I didn't see him in the main event.
Okay, so this may be his only appearance. I'm looking forward to finding out. Maybe there's another musical that we haven't heard yet.
I'm excited. I'm very excited for that. That's something else I was wondering. If this is so important to have somebody on your team who's a big goofball who can apparently shapeshift into anything, that actually sounds kind of useful. Maybe Impossible Man should show up and be that funny guy. You know, don't make Surfer do something he's not good at. He cracks a joke at the end, but it's a little bit of a lame joke. And like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, you know, the whole reason why he's there is to tell Surfer that he's got to, you know, not just outsmart and out serious Thanos. Like Thanos has that down. He's got to be reminded that life is an exciting thing, that he's alive, that he's free, and that he's fighting for freedom as well. So liven up, put a smile on your face, joke around, laugh. So, you know, don't forget you can still nap. Like, Thanos isn't going to destroy everything tomorrow. At least that's how I'm taking it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You know, or it's just a funny little thing. I don't know. Like, I think it's a nice little way to round out to what I think is going to be an epic series, because we have Thanos Quest just around the corner.
Exactly. Looking forward to that one.
I know there's no musicals in that.
I would be very surprised, although I kind of want to see a Thanos musical, collecting the gems and singing, stomping across the stage.
Oh, that could be a fun video series, Ryan.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's compose a Thanos series, a musical.
We should just stop this right now and make a big Thanos musical production.
I think we've been doing this all wrong.
That's it.
Okay, well, you said that there was a question that you had in this, because this issue was filled with answers. But
it was.
But you actually had a good question, and I said, hey, Ryan, let's not talk about it. Let's talk it on the mic, because this is a good question you have.
We kind of touched on it, but question about why. Like, it's a big deal. He's going to kill half the people in the universe, half the living things in the universe. Like, take it seriously.
Right?
Yeah.
You would think.
It was a point my brother made, actually, when we were reading this together. He's like, why would you not? You can't just goof off and like, oh, that's Thanos. It's fine. We'll crack a few jokes. We'll make the guy laugh, because that's in the name of the song he sings. Make him laugh.
Right.
So apparently that's Thanos' weakness, is laughter. You just got to warm his heart, and he'll... It doesn't
make sense.
No. You got to respect the situation that you're in. It's a dangerous, scary situation. He's a big, tough dude.
On one end, you have comic relief. But this other end, it's like, yeah, but you kind of got to take it seriously.
There's a balance.
I mean, he even says, you know, Surfer, it's 50-50. Mm-hmm. That means one of us. He makes that point. That's a serious point to make.
Hope it's impossible, man, because...
And you know what?
One of these characters is still around.
That's true. We at least know that. We know that much. All right. So that actually wraps up.
That's basically
Silver Surfer 36, right?
Yep. He makes his joke. Impossible Man flies off. And that leaves us, what, 37? See what happens in that one.
37 on its way?
Yep.
So, you know, I think that's it. I think that's where we're going to finish up there. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, this is a long, long saga of the Infinity Gauntlet that we're going to be covering from 1 to the 51st issue, because there are 51 interlocking issues. And we appreciate you watching. I'm your host, Comic Tom.
And I'm Ryan.
As always,
geek responsibly.
Enough said. If you like this video, hit the thumbs up button. And if you want to see more comic book content like this, hit that subscribe button. Bye.